This is Mark Strassman, reporter with American Politics Today. We're about to speak to Bert Aronson, who's a commissioner in Palm Beach County, Florida. Welcome to American Politics Today.
My pleasure.
We did an interview yesterday with Representative Franklin Sands, who's says he's going to put some legislation into the Florida legislature to finance some embryonic stem cell research on embryos that would otherwise be discarded. I wanted to find out from you what...
Did you say Florida?
Florida.
Huh?
Yes, Florida.
Sands?
Representative Franklin Sands?
Yeah. What county is he from?
Broward County.
Okay.
And we talked about that. I'm happy to let you listen to that interview as well.
I would like to.
The news stories that covered his legislative plans also mentioned that there's a initiative underway, organized by you, to do something through the initiative process. That's what we'd like to talk about. What can you tell us about your plans for a stem cell research initiative in Florida?
Well, we're starting a PAC. The governor has stated that under his watch...
That would be Governor Jeb Bush, to those people
right.
who don't
There'll
live
be
in
no
Florida.
Funding for embryonic stem cell research. Palm Beach County is investing about $500 million, and the state is investing about $310 million to bring Scripps Institute here to Palm Beach County
right.
and to the state of Florida.
Right.
To me, it seems absolutely ridiculous to be spending this kind of money, which I'm all for bringing Scripps here, and limiting them to not being able to use embryonic stem cell research. I am not saying that they have to, but I'm saying that it should be open if we want to attract other biochemical companies here to Palm Beach County.
Are there existing laws in Florida allowing, prohibiting, or otherwise regulating?
There's no law, I believe, prohibiting it, but it's all privately funded. It
right.
had to be privately funded. I believe when the county and the state is spending $800 million to bring Scripps here, that embryonic stem cell research is a necessity throughout the state and the country. The fact is, it's not a Democratic issue. I'm a Democrat, but it's not a Democratic issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's a human issue. The fact of the matter is, there are many Republicans, including Bill Frist, who changed his mind the other day, including Nancy Reagan, including Orrin Hatch, including Arlen Specter, and many other respected Republicans, right-wing Republicans. This is not an issue of Democrat against Republican. This is an issue of being able to restore the dignity and life and health to people.
Okay. Could you be more specific in terms of the initiative itself, how many signatures you're going to need, where you
We're
are in the
We're going to need 611,000 signatures. We have to form the PAC, as I said. We have to get the language. We already have attorneys working on it. It'll be ready to go in about a month,
right.
but we're putting all, you know, all the pieces have to be put together. You have to have the right language so that the Supreme Court of the state of Florida approves it, and we have very high-powered lawyers working on this with us, and we have a group of people, volunteers, people want to contribute dollars. I mean, this is an issue that transcends everything else because it's something so vital. When you look at countries like South Korea and you look at states like California, who is going to invest $3 billion over a 10-year period, I believe, and when you have states like Illinois and New Jersey and other states doing this, why should Florida, when we're spending $800 million to bring Scripps here, limit them to actually what they can and cannot do because the governor feels that way?
Well, when do you expect that the initiative would be on the ballot?
We're hoping to get it on the ballot for the gubernatorial election in 2006, November of 2006.
Okay, and would you expect that if you did, it would become an issue in that election?
I imagine it may become an issue in the election, but that's not the reason I'm going forward with it.
Okay, and is there a committee, or is it you, or the lawyers? Who is going to determine what the substance of that initiative is, and what can you tell us about what you expect the substance of the initiative to be?
Well, the substance will be that the state of Florida should fund, and, you know, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you the language,
right.
but the in essence, what it will be is that the state of Florida should fund X amount of dollars for embryonic stem cell research in the state of Florida. And what that would do is allow companies to come here that want to do research and apply for grants, just as they would in California or other places New Jersey and Massachusetts, I believe, and Illinois, and things like that. And the dollar amount hasn't been set yet, but these are all things that are in the works.
Now, we did an interview yesterday with Representative Franklin Sands from Broward County, who says he's going to introduce legislation into the Florida legislature that would fund embryonic stem cell research on embryos that would otherwise be discarded from in vitro fertilization clinics to the tune of $15 million a year for 10 years. How do your efforts relate to his?
They would be probably very, very similar in thinking, and I will speak to Representative Sands and get some of his feeling on it. But the fact is they start their session in March.
Right.
And in order for us to get it on the ballot, we have to get our signatures by February 1st, if not, hold it for another date, you follow?
Yes.
So we're going forward with this, and hopefully we've been looking for support from both Democrats and Republican senators and representatives in the state. We've gotten a lot of help from the Democratic side, but I don't want to make this political, but Jeb Bush is a Republican, and some of them are marching in lockstep, although with Bill Frist changing his mind, I think you're going to find a lot of Republicans who have spoken to me personally but haven't come out publicly. I expect them to start coming out once we have this initiative all set up.
Okay, now there are, to oversimplify it, two types of embryonic stem cell research. One involves the use of pre-existing human embryos that would otherwise be discarded from in vitro fertilization clinics, mm-hmm. and a second, which was just accomplished by the South Koreans about a month ago, or announced about a month ago, is called somatic cell nuclear transfer, which involves taking a human egg, denucleating it, taking a nucleus from an adult cell of a potential patient who's either ill or injured, reinserting and doing that.
For the answers to that, you're going to have to speak to our medical experts, okay?
Right.
But we're getting all this, and I would refer you to a gentleman by the name of Bernie Siegel, who's going to be vice president of our PAC, and you can go over this with him.
Okay. Interestingly enough, I already have.
Okay.
But what I wanted to know was specifically whether it's your intention to include in your bill legalization and or funding for somatic cell nuclear transfer in addition to using
I don't know.
Eggs
and
from clinics.
Don't forget, we have to be very careful with the language that we use in the state of Florida, because it has to be one issue and worded such that it won't be rejected by the court.
Right.
So
the Supreme Court have to look at initiatives before they go on the ballot?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I'm not about to tell you anything until we speak to the attorneys and see how it's going to be worded.
Do you have any plans in terms of the administration of whatever funds are appropriated through the initiative to set up any organization that would oversee
it? I think that the state at that point should set up an organization, as they have done in many other states, as to how the funding would be distributed.
Right.
That's not going to be something that my PAC would do. That would be something that the governor or whoever is governor at that time will set up, or the legislature setting up a committee to disperse funds for embryonic stem cell research.
Okay.
So once this goes through, you follow me?
Right.
Once, I hope it passes.
Right.
It's out of my hands. This then belongs to the government fully.
So, and it would be the Florida state government that would be overseeing the,
exactly,
the appropriation,
exactly,
of money for research.
Right.
Okay.
Certainly, as a county commissioner, this is the function, I believe, of the legislature, not of an individual PAC. And I think at that point, first we want the people of the state of Florida to vote on it and say that's what they want their money to be used for.
Right.
And at that point in time, committee to disperse will be, I guess, looked at just like they're looking in California, Illinois, New Jersey, and various others.
Do you have some particular dollar amount that you think would be an appropriate level of spending?
Well, no, I haven't come up with that, and my group hasn't come up with that, but we're going to do something. Don't forget, we get approximately $470 million a year from the tobacco settlement.
The state gets that much money every year?
That's what I was informed by some of the state senators, that we get about $470 million a year on our settlement from the tobacco suit. So certainly there's got to be dollars in there for appropriation for grants and studying embryonic stem cell research.
Okay, you want to just wrap up by telling us why you think Florida ought to have ought to be funding embryonic stem cell research?
Well, number one, state of Florida is investing $800 million to bring Scripps here.
I'm sorry, is Scripps moving from La Jolla, or is it opening
another
branch?
No, they're opening up a branch in Palm Beach County.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're investing Palm Beach County taxpayers' money. $500 million are going to be invested, and the state has invested $310 million. It's going to be roughly $800 million, if not more, investing to bring them here.
Right.
The governor said under his watch he would not have any state dollars funded for embryonic stem cell research.
Right.
I'm saying I'm not telling Scripps that they have to do embryonic stem cell. I just don't want to say that they can't do embryonic stem cell. And I don't want any other biotech companies that may want to come here, such as Burnham and others, to be limited and said to that they can't have embryonic stem cell research grants or funding.
Got it.
And the fact of the matter is, if we're today, okay, we know from the scientists that one of the things I want you to know is that I am totally against human cloning. Okay?
Yes.
And that's one of the fears that people have. We and the group that I am putting together are definitely against any human cloning. The embryos will not be for human cloning. Let's make that clear. But today, we're putting men and women in harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many of these people are going to come back with spinal cord injuries, just as Christopher Reeves fought for it, and just like Nancy Reagan was fighting for it because of Alzheimer's. I believe that embryonic stem cell research can possibly take these young men and women in harm's way, and instead of confining them to a life in a wheelchair, the possibility of them getting up and walking again and being vital and able to not be confined to a wheelchair for the rest of their life. If there's a possibility of doing that, I believe we owe it to them.
Could I just get a clarification on one point? By human cloning, you mean creating a cloned embryo and bringing it to term.
That's right.
The somatic cell nuclear transfer process that I was mentioning is human cloning and involves the harvesting of stem cells out of that cloned human embryo rather than its placement in a womb and bringing it to term. When you say you're opposed to human cloning, you mean human cloning that would yield a child. You don't
just
mean
as
human,
they yielded
you don't mean
a
human.
Sheep, just as they yielded a dog,
right.
I'm against that.
But the kind of human cloning that leads to stem cells that are customized to a person, you're not against.
I am leaving that to Bernie Siegel.
Okay. I'll go talk to him next.
Okay.
Thanks very much for talking to us today on American Politics Day, and I hope we can talk to you later as the process moves forward.
Okay, can we do something off the record now?
As soon as I turn off the recording machine, sure, just a second. So thanks very much for talking to us today on American Politics Today.
You're welcome.